I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
Have you heard WUNC Music lately?
Now tell me where the hell you been. I got that old black magic.
There's now a custom WUNC Music skill for your smart speaker.
Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me want to cry.
Find out how to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series. For musicians, asking them to pick just one song they love about North Carolina is tough. Libby Rodenboe from the band Mipso spent a couple weeks thinking about it. She's in town for a show at Ramcat in Winston-Salem on Friday, March 15th.
This was an agonizing decision for me, but eventually, after much deliberation, I went for Randy Newman's The Great Debate from his most recent album, Dark Matter. A part of it was that I thought it would be unfamiliar to a lot of people. I think probably even a lot of Randy Newman fans haven't heard this album. And as a Randy Newman fan, I will say I do not consider this the pinnacle of his work at all, by no means. And I even thought about doing one of my favorite Randy Newman songs, like Louisiana, 1927.
Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
But I thought it would be sort of a stretch to choose a tune with Louisiana or Texas in the title to talk about North Carolina. And this one, the opening of the song is welcome, welcome, welcome to Durham, North Carolina, at the heart of the Research Triangle. So that seemed a little bit too overt to pass over.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this great arena, Durham, North Carolina, the heart of the Research Triangle.
Yeah, you heard that right. This is a song that was set in the Research Triangle Park. It's safe to say there are not many pop songs that begin with the words Durham, North Carolina, the heart of the Research Triangle. Libby says that's one of the reasons she picked this song for our series.
And it's the beginning of the album, too. And it's very grandiose, and it's like, you know, one of these super orchestrated Randy Newman albums. So it's you cannot miss those words.
Cosmologist, cosmetician, we got an astronaut, we got Astro Boy. We got pee doctors, she doctors, knee doctors, tree doctors.
Randy Newman was born in Los Angeles, where he spent much of his life. He writes incredibly literate pop songs, film scores, and musical theater. This most recent record is operatic in scale.
Randy, the narrator, is the moderator of a debate between, on the one side, a bunch of preeminent scientists in every scientific field you can imagine, and some that you wouldn't have imagined. And then on the other side, representatives of every Christian religious faith that we have represented in the South, pretty much. And they are debating such topics as dark matter and evolution and global warming.
Of course not. Let me get this straight. You don't know what it is. You don't know where it is. We can't get any. Put that to the one side. Let's put the Lord, faith, eternity, whatever, on the other side. Show of hands.
The song and album that follows is farcical and at times a bit bombastic. But Libby Rodenboe says for her, it captures what it's like to grow up in the modern South.
It felt like it had a lot to do with the contrast that I think every Southerner feels. And especially if you're a Southerner who wrestles with the balance between pride and shame, you know, when it comes to the history of this place and not only the history, but the contemporary moment. And I think this song is not really only about the science versus religion. It's about sort of the urgency of the contemporary moment versus a sort of like timeless mythology. And I think you have such a sense of the mythic being a Southerner. And sometimes it's difficult to square that with a really intense sense of urgency that I think most people feel today in our country and certainly in our state too. And in this little region of the Triangle particularly.
Next question, global warming, is it? And if so, so what?
The song goes back and forth between the scientists and religious thinkers. For 8 minutes, they debate scientific theory, religion, and the place both have in this world. Much like life in the real South, by the end of the song, nothing is settled.
For me, that's been one of the things that's made it hard to leave this place, is that I find it so frustrating and so interesting all the time. Just daily life here feels that way to me.
One of the true believers seeks to be recognized. Hand him a mic, Charles. Thank you. Sir, do you know what you are? You're an idiot. You're a straw man, a fabrication. You see, the author of this little vignette, Mr. Newman, self-described atheist and communist, creates characters like you as objects of ridicule. He doesn't believe anything he has you say, nor does he want us to believe anything you say. Makes it easy for him to knock you down, hence a straw man. I myself believe in Jesus. I believe in evolution also. I believe in global warming and in life everlasting. No one can knock me down.
Randy Newman's song, The Great Debate, is the opening track to his record, Dark Matter. It's one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. The Come Here and See series on the WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music Celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge.
I know someone is watching me everywhere I go. Someone sees everything I see, knows everything I know. When I'm in trouble, don't have a friend, there's still somebody on whom I can depend. Someone who'll be there till the watching me. Someone is watching me. Someone is watching me. For so long I was too blind to see. Someone is watching. Someone is watching. Someone is watching me.
Take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. 15, 20, 25 minutes. Then and how the merchandise is moving. We'll be right back.
We're going to close this episode of Come Here and See on Songs We Love with a song by the Chapel Hill band Mipso. Libby, this song, People Change, just hit a milestone. It's from your most recent record, Edges Run, and it just eclipsed 30 million streams on Spotify. What do you make of that?
I think that is just one of the strange quirks of this moment. Of not to say that it's not a great song. It's a wonderful song, and I love that song. But and I'm glad that people are hearing it. But I think that the wildly disproportionate number of streams of that song is just like a funny moment, a little manifestation of this moment in the music world that we'll look back on and think, that was pretty silly.
Right. How did that happen? I mean, bands, probably there are a lot of bands doing that, scratching their heads going, why is this particular song garnering all this attention from people who listen to music via the web and via streaming?
And I'm sure people felt that way, too, when radio was the format, that you had a, you know, one-hit wonder kind of phenomenon. But it feels even more like disconnected from logic or human beings in this case, because there's so much that feels like, you know, I don't know whether it is really, but algorithmic about it.
Sure, absolutely. It gets suggested and people listen.
Yeah.
Your band is touring a lot this year, and when you're meeting new people out on the road, what do you tell them about the music scene in North Carolina?
I tell them, and I have thought this many times in my own head, that I don't think we would be musicians, you know, for our profession, if we hadn't started out in Chapel Hill. I think that it's one of the most supportive scenes that I've experienced. And when I compare scenes with other musicians that come from elsewhere, that I keep confirming that.
Yeah, it seems like there is some backstabbing in other places.
There is. And also there's just a sense here that you can do it as a job. You know, that you don't, it doesn't have to happen for you. Like it's not like you have to get discovered by a talent scout. Yeah. You can just you can work hard at it, and you can continue to, you know, hone your craft, and you can learn from other people. And it's like another job or another trade.
Yeah, you can be a working musician and figure it out.
Absolutely.
For the longest time, Mipso was listed as a bluegrass band. Your record sometimes showed up on the bluegrass charts. How did you feel about that then, and is that still happening?
I think occasionally people still give us that label, because it's just genre labels are really difficult, and it's nice to have a shorthand. If you see a fiddle and a mandolin, that's like, you know, that's the closest word at your disposal sometimes is bluegrass. I think when that happened at first, we were a little bit bemused and maybe a bit self-conscious, because I am speaking for myself, especially, I'm not a bluegrass fiddle player, and I didn't grow up in that tradition. And that's a very virtuosic tradition of fiddle playing, and I was definitely not up to snuff. So I would say there's been I've felt a little relief as we've moved away from that label, because I don't like the expectations that come along with it. However, that said, we're all appreciators of bluegrass. We love the tradition. We love the canon of songs. And so we're very happy if people consider us to belong there, then we're, you know, we feel proud to be among those ranks.
And if nothing else, it's a brilliant launching pad for, you know, where you're going next.
Absolutely.
Which I'm sure you could tell me about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you about that in the next interview. Right. I gotta give you a reason to call me back again.
Here's Mipso's People Change. It features my guest today on Songs We Love, Libby Rodenbow on fiddle and vocals. Mipso's playing at Ramcat in Winston-Salem on Friday, March 15th, and this summer at the North Carolina Museum of Art.
Telephone, wondering if I'm all alone. Remember how we knew each other in 10 years? Everyone's moved down the line, and we've all ended up fine. But I no longer know your number. I used to love you like the world would end. I used to love you like a child. The thing about people is they change when they want. walk away. They used to talk real slow about the things no one knows. I hate when people bring flowers trapped in glass, their final hour, and life rolls. It's all so fast until it slows. We cry that night in Carborough, realize we were letting go. I used to love you like the world would end. I used to love you like a child. The thing about people's, they change when they walk away.
That's People Change by the Chapel Hill Band Mipso. They're playing at Ramcat in Winston-Salem on Friday, March 15th, and on Saturday, August 31st at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Libby, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Eric.